A class of Jacksonville University students is traveling the Atlantic Ocean by tracking a floating buoy. As WJCT's Lindsay Kilbride reports, the oceanography students are using the simple device to learn where water ends up when it leaves the St. Johns River.
The Jacksonville University Marine Science Research Building overlooks the St. Johns River. The lower level of the building is a big, open garage. Boats sit side by side, and the buzz of fish tanks competes with cicadas singing outside. Marine science professor Jeremy Stalker works here. He's brushing off sand from a kayaking trip he took earlier in the day. When he's not on the water, Stalker teaches something called physical oceanography.
So they learn how water moves and why water moves in the oceans on a very large scale. So we're talking big currents.
This past semester, he says he wanted his students to learn how water flows out of the St. Johns River. So he had them create buoys with tracking devices to release in the river.
They have to also predict where they think the drifter is going to go.
He says making the buoys was no easy feat.
Most of them are built of PVC, wood dowels, canvas, string, spray foam. You can think of anything you can find at Home Depot.
After tweaking the designs for months, Stalker's class launched them in February, close to where the river empties into the Atlantic.
Two of them sank within the first 24 hours. One of them, we found the remains in Ormond Beach.
But one survived, and nearly 5 months later, it's still floating. The class named him Wilson. He's about 4 feet tall and kind of looks like a makeshift mini sailboat. He has PVC pipe arms draped in canvas and...
attached to the very top, we have the volleyball in this case. The Wilson volleyball is attached to the top.
The volleyball is lime green, and on top of that is a GPS tracking device. Stalker says at first Wilson headed south toward Cape Canaveral, but then he caught the Gulf Stream and started heading north. Now he's bobbing up near Vermont. The tracking info he's sending back is helping answer some previous unknowns, Stalker says.
We don't really have a great idea of where the St. Johns River water goes once it gets into the ocean and starts mixing with the Atlantic.
Jessica Alexander is one of two students who wrote a blog about Wilson's journey. She says once Wilson was stuck in an eddy whirlpool off Cape Canaveral for 2 weeks.
What is it doing? Why is it stuck? And then the more research we did on it, we found out that it was actually an area that was known for, like, shipwrecks.
Wilson the buoy is still at sea. Stalker pulls up the tracking map on his computer. There's a green dot on the map every time a GPS transmission is recorded.
So it's doing another eddy.
Wilson's tracking device has an 8-month lifespan.
So you still have 4 more months, maybe.
It will be a sad day when that green marker turns red because of it. That'll have been its last transmission.
Until then, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration is using JU's buoy data for research. Lindsay Kilbride, WJCT News.